More is you and Magic's Indulgence podcast. A little indulgence wherever you are. With More Than, the insurer that does more.
It's Magic 105.4 and it's Sunday night, the indulgence of James Morrison. Welcome along.
Man, yeah, thanks for having me.
Extremely nice to have you here. Yeah. Going to play a song to start with. Let's just get your first one away. Brown Eyed Girl, Van Morrison.
Yeah, go for it, yeah.
Why do you love it?
Well, I used to hear it all the time when I was growing up. My mum loved Van Morrison, and it was always one of those songs that whenever it came on, I just love it. You know, I always used to sing along. But yeah, when I started busking and playing myself, I used to play that one quite a lot. So
okay.
I've got fond memories of that one.
Well, here's the original, Van Morrison, and then we'll chat afterwards. Right, it's Magic 105.4 and James Morrison. Now, what a husky voice you have, actually, when you talk. You sing with a husky voice. And I've never sat down and chatted to you. So give us a potted history of James Morrison. How old were you from? When did you first start singing?
Well, I'm 23 now. I feel like I've aged quite a bloody bit in the last couple of years. But yeah, I was born in Rugby. I moved around quite a lot when I was growing up. Ended up in Cornwall. And then I moved to London when I signed my deal. And yeah, it's kind of gone from there, really.
It is going really well for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's also come at... It's interesting how perhaps 5 years ago it would have been harder for you to break than it is
now.
Definitely. We're in the right era now for singer-songwriter. It's a very healthy time,
definitely,
I think.
Yeah, I think there's loads of great music out at the moment. I was really lucky to get my deal when I did, I think, because there was just such a surge in the music industry of so many people, and I've heard of deals since that I haven't been very good and stuff, so I was really lucky to kind of do it when I did, definitely.
When did you start doing your own music, performing?
Well, I mean, I used to do stuff when I was younger, you know, and I was in a band from school and that, but they weren't that good. The songs were all right, you know, but they weren't that great. But
what was the band called?
Oh, no.
Go on.
So bad.
Go on.
And just before I'd let you know what it is, though, like, I was against it from the start.
Your Honour.
Yeah, yeah. But no, it was called, oh, God, Peppermint Slug, we were called. It was just nonsense. Absolute nonsense. But we played, you know, we played good, and I enjoyed playing.
It's a school band.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. You kind of had to let it go, really. But yeah, it was good fun, man. Yeah, we used to play loads of...
That all part of life's rich tapestry.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And you have to put it down under that category, don't you?
Yeah.
And then what age did you think, you know what, I want to do this on my own?
Well, it was when I was about 16, 17, because we were gigging in the band from school, but I just wasn't earning enough money doing it, and I was working in hotels and stuff. And it just got to a point where I thought, well, if I can earn more money... singing, then I'm going to do that, aren't I? So I kind of had to say to him, look, you know, I need to kind of go on my own and do some gigs on my own as well and earn some money. So that's kind of, about 16, 17, I started doing that.
Okay. Well, let's play another one of your choices here, which is, it's a cracking record, Nina Cherry, Newsom Door in 7 Seconds. I'm intrigued as to why.
Well, it just reminds me of when I was younger. I used to hear it quite a lot on the radio. And I think she's someone I've not really heard too much of since then, really. But I always loved her voice. And Nusandor, I can't remember his name now.
Yusandor,
that's it. Yeah, I think I've seen him live on TV and at festivals and stuff. And I just think his voice is amazing. It's so different to anything... Like, yeah, it's just, he's got a really unique voice, and I think the song's a great track and meaningful, and yeah, it's a really good song.
Perfect, there you go. It's Magic 105.4. If you have just joined us, it's Neil Fox here on Indulgence with the choices of James Morrison, who's, I'm just looking at his new record, actually, on his new record sleeve, all very black and white and moody.
Yeah,
look at that.
Moody, singing
Moody,
right,
look
now.
At you. Aren't you the tough boy? No, very nice too. Now, you make it real. Now, it's interesting, looking at your song choices, you're really a soul-influenced man, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
And does that come from your parents?
Yeah, well, my mum just had so many kind of, I don't know, to be honest, a lot of them were bits and bobs of kind of just on compilation albums to begin with. Like, yeah, the old soul compilation albums and like early 50s, 60s, like Chuck Berry and Fats Domino and that sort of stuff. So it kind of came from, a bit of rock and roll, soul, kind of Sam and Dave and all that sort of stuff when I was younger. And then, I started getting into Stevie and Donny Hathaway and, I love black music anyway, but it was always about voices as well, you know, really, really good singers. And Stevie Wonder, I always felt like he was just such a good singer, songwriter, but the emotion that I get from him when he sings was something that I really, really kind of wanted to pick up on for my own music. Not that I'm like Stevie, I'm not saying that, but, you know, emotion-wise, I think, he's like one of the first singers that I remember kind of getting into thinking, there's something about the way he sings that I'd like to do with my own kind of stuff, just feel like, you know, you really feel the lyrics when you sing, you know.
Mm. And when did you start writing your own stuff? Obviously, well, had you always been writing stuff? Were you writing for the school band?
I used to write.
I'm the lead singer. I'm the lead writer for
in
the
a
Slugs,
really
man.
Bad, but yeah, exactly. Oh, terrible. I used to write songs, but not. I mean, we didn't have a lot, you know. We were more kind of a covers band because we're, you know, we're still school kids and stuff. But it did start there. But yeah, I started writing more when I started recording again for the first time, because I've been working as a postman and doing various different jobs and not really being able to find anyone that I knew who could record and stuff. Mm. So it wasn't until about I was 19 that I met a guy who had a little studio set up, and then I started laying tracks down, and that was kind of from there on, really, was when I started working towards my deal and writing more and more to try and get an album together.
So actually, it's happened quite quickly then for you, hasn't
it? Definitely.
Really?
Yeah,
anything? That was 19, yeah. You're only 23 now.
It's just gone so quick.
And you've been around quite a time.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, I've been singing since I was young, you know, but yeah, I kind of started looking at getting a deal when I was 19.
Right.
Yeah, it's gone really, really quickly.
Are you loving it?
Yeah, I just still can't believe that, you know, I just feel really lucky that I'm still doing what I'm doing. And, you know, I kind of think to myself, if it all ends tomorrow, I've had a really, really amazing time at it already, you know. So as long as people still like my music and still buy it, then I'll still keep making it, you know.
What's been that moment so far that you've stood there and taken that 1 second, perhaps at a gig or something, that you and just thought, oh my goodness, this is amazing?
Oh, there's been so many times like that. The festivals were amazing because, you know, you're just playing in front of so many people, and people were singing your songs, and it's an amazing thing, you know. I used to watch the telly and think, oh, I'd love to play a festival one day, you know. So the festivals, definitely, and my own shows that I did some forest shows that were like that. So it's just, I mean, yeah, the festivals and the big shows. But then, you know, I like the sweaty gigs as well. So I like the little sweaty gigs more, to be honest, because they're more intimate. But yeah, there's been so many moments, so many.
Well, let's play the new record. It's called You Make It Real.
Mm-hmm.
From the Mean and Moody, former Peppermint Slug, James Morrison. I won't mention it again.
Peppermint Slug.
That just sounds ridiculous. Okay. Right, Magic Indulgence at Magic 105.4. James Morrison's choices, quite a soul influence, although coming up next, we have the Beatles.
Yeah, yeah.
What list could be complete without the Beatles?
I just thought I'd have to get them in there, you know.
Now, you've chosen Come Together.
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it? All these years on, 40 years on, I mean, the Beatles are still as relevant today
as
they
ever
were.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's weird. I kind of go through phases where I don't play them for ages because, you know, everyone knows all their songs, and I used to listen to them quite a lot and play them quite a lot. But it's like every now and again, you know, I'll hear it on the radio, I'll put it on, and you just remember why they're so great, you know.
Mm.
I think even the drums alone on that track I love. But yeah, I just think it's a really cool song. I remember when Michael Jackson did a little cover of it and that. But yeah, I used to play it as well. So I just think I love the track. I've always loved it. Yeah, I think it's great.
Perfect, you see.
I love that Michael Jackson version.
Yeah, it's pretty good, huh?
On the History album.
Apart from he changes the words a little bit to, like, I think he changed it to like Spinal Clacker instead of Cracker. I'm like,
was he allowed to? Because he owned Norton at the time. He doesn't anymore. Has he sold it now?
I'm not sure.
I think McCartney bought it back.
Did he? Yeah.
It's kind of bizarre, isn't it, being able to buy your own songs back?
Yeah. But
there you go. Right. It's Magic 105.4, The Indulgence tonight of James Morrison. Quite a soul boy, and so we're going to play some James Brown next, which is fantastic. Papa's got a brand new bag, which is just a killer track. James Brown. Why James Brown?
I just think he's so good. He's so tight and like, wow, yeah. And he's just got, I don't know, every time I hear him, I just think it's just so tight and funky. And I was stuck in traffic for ages the other day, and I put that on, it just made me feel better straight away.
Mm.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, you know, I just think, yeah, he's so funky, and I love his voice and his feel. Yeah, I think he's wicked.
No one ever like him.
No, not
before
at all.
Or after.
Not
totally
at all.
Unique.
Yeah, I think, yeah,
which is
definitely.
Quite tough,
yeah,
isn't it? In the whole business, if you think, you know, to have someone that is, there's been never anyone like James Brown.
Yeah, no way. I mean, yeah, he's a legend. He's a legend. I think I used to have this doll of him that you to press the button. He's like, wow, I feel good. But it freaked everyone out. And it did get really annoying after a couple of times of hitting it because it wasn't really that great. But yeah, I just love that track. I just think it's so, so good.
It's funny, isn't it? If your school band had made it, little kids in their bedroom would go, do you know, I've got this great slug. You push the button.
Oh, God.
Yeah! Right, then. Papa's got a brand new bag. Ow! James Brown. It's Magic 105.4. Good evening. With indulgence for this hour of James Morrison. And you're doing the big gig, the Olympic handover one, aren't you? From Beijing to London, where they sort of give us the flag.
Yeah.
Big gig, actually.
I know. I've done a couple of things that where they've asked me to do, you know, Peace One Day and Diana. And those things are always really, really surprising when I get to do them, because I just think I'm so new still that, you know, I just feel really privileged to be able to do that. But yeah, it's scary. Those things are pretty scary as well, you know.
Did they ask you or you know, if your management approached them?
Well, I'm really not sure. I don't know. Maybe they did approach them. I think, obviously, you know, it's a good thing to do.
Fantastic.
But yeah, I mean, I don't think I'd be doing it unless, you know, if they didn't want me to do it.
Yeah, for sure.
There's plenty of good people that could play. So, I just feel lucky to be a part of it. I think it'd be a good opportunity to play a song that, yeah, bring everyone together. And there's so many people there as well. It's like 40,000 or something.
I think it's going to be a big... it's going to be huge, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a really big event. And, of course, you know, we sort of forget the impact that the Olympics have.
Totally,
so,
yeah.
You know, it's starting today on the 8th. And, of course, you know, when that happens at the end of August, you know, then it's kind of all over and they're handing the flag on. I think we'll all get sort of swept up in the hype.
Yeah,
of it.
Definitely. I think it'll be really good, you know, for everyone to kind of be involved. And I think it's such a big event, you know. I think it's going to be great for everyone to be, you know, joined together and watching it and be a part of it.
Are you excited about, you know, the Olympics coming to this country?
Yeah, I think it's amazing, you know. I think it'll be an exciting time, you know, because I don't think it's... I mean, I'm not too, like, clued up with the Olympics, but I know that it hasn't been in England for a while, though, right? Mm. So, yeah, it's good that we've got the hot spot, you know, we can take advantage of it and you know, and be proud that it's in our country.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be an amazing... I think it really will be an amazing event. I'm looking forward to this one as well. You sort of get, like Wimbledon, you suddenly become really into tennis for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I think we're suddenly going to go sort of, you know, Olympic mad for the next few weeks. But, and you have no idea what you're going to play? I presume some of your own songs. Is there something that everyone...
Everyone's doing a cover of some kind. I've picked it, but I don't want to give it away. But yeah, I just wanted to pick a song that would be really kind of apt for the Olympics and for the fact that there's so many people there, and a song that would mean something to everyone. I think, you know, like...
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now he's got us intrigued, hasn't he? Ooh, now we're going to try to guess it. You're not going to tell anyone until you do it.
No,
you're going to keep it absolutely secret.
Yeah, I think so. Just because, you know, yeah, if people know about it, it won't be as good a surprise, I don't think. So
I don't think it's my producer said, ABBA, winner takes it all. I don't think so. You know, I don't.
Simply the best.
Yeah, I can't quite see James knocking out an ABBA song. Can you?
I'd be tough without that.
Oh dear! It's the indulgence of James Morrison tonight. Right, now let's play your next record, which is Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, man.
Higher Ground. Ah, Stevie Wonder.
I'm obsessed with him anyway. But
what a legend!
Yeah, it took me half an hour to pick that track. Yeah, he's just got so many good tunes, and he really, really. As soon as I heard his voice when I was a kid, man, I was hooked straight away. I just think he's such a legend, and I got to meet him a couple of weeks ago.
How was that?
Oh, it was one of the best moments that I've ever had. You know, meeting my true idol.
Is he?
Yeah,
he's
totally.
The one,
yeah,
is he?
Yeah,
of all of them?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, he's someone that I just... I mean, usually, I mean, I've met Yusuf Islam and I was nervous, but not as nervous as I was when I met Stevie Wonder. I was just... I mean, I lost it totally when I met him. I was like, you're Stevie Wonder. I was like, And he was like, okay. I was like a weird fan or whatever. But it was a really, really cool experience watching him. Just kind of, he let me sit in his dressing room and listen to him warm up, and just seeing his head going, and it was just really, really, really cool.
See, but that's special, though, isn't
it? Yeah, definitely.
Sitting
is,
I mean,
yeah,
that must
definitely.
Have been fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I was just sat there like, I really wanted to...
So what's his warm-up routine, then? What does he do?
Well, he's just like... You know, he's like, he's just trilling and kind of, he doesn't make too much noise, to be honest. But he's a really funny guy as well, you know. I was trying to think of things to say, and all I could hear was all his songs in my head. And I just didn't know what to say. I was just amazed, you know, just sat there thinking, that's Stevie Wonder a couple of feet away, you know. It's sad, but I think he's just the one person I've always wanted to meet, and I just couldn't believe that I got to meet him.
And he didn't disappoint, clearly.
Not at all, man. Not at all. He was amazing. He played a really good show as well. And it was a charity do. There's so many kind of... I think all the richest people in England were there, you know, and they were all trying to dance to Stevie Wonder. All these toffs trying to dance to Stevie Wonder. Superstition was so funny.
Are you going to go and see the sort of what I call the proper gigs?
I'd love to. Mm. I think there's one coming up in September that I'd love
September
to go 11th. And see.
He's doing four dates in September.
Yeah, that's right. But I think I might be away doing promotion, so I'm good if I miss it. But, you know, I've got to see him, and that's more than I ever expected to... you know, I never thought I'd get to see him, so... You know, to meet him as well was way, way much more amazing for me.
Right, there you go. High ground. Nice.
So, going into the last track now, which is
Undiscovered. Okay.
But don't do your wrap-up until
after. Yeah, no, sure. It's Magic 105.4. It's been a pleasure sitting here hearing the songs of James Morrison. It's interesting when you look at people's song choices, how much you can learn about them.
Just from the songs they choose.
And I get the impression that... You didn't quickly decide on which tracks you were
going.
This was
quite a nightmare with
tracks.
You
sat down and had to think about this for a long time.
Well, it took a couple hours yesterday and about 40 minutes today. So, yeah, I really do take kind of song lists seriously. I always try and sometimes they're like, what's your favourite three songs? And I'm like, and I'm there for like half an hour and they're just like, yeah, let's move on. You know, because it depends how you feel, you know, which songs you pick. So, but yeah, I think, you know, all them songs are kind of a little taster of what I've been brought up on and what I like. But, I mean, I had so much other stuff that was much more weirder that, you know, probably wouldn't ever get played. So it took me a while to hone it into stuff that, you know, I think people would know. And, yeah, so yeah, I really love all the songs that I've picked.
Do you have a plan in your head of where you want to go and what you're trying to do at the moment? Or is it as simple as, do you know, I just want to write some great songs?
Yeah, I was saying the other day, it's like I try not to worry too much about where I'm going, you know. I think, you know, you can't control it too much. And as long as you give a good performance and feel what you're doing and enjoy what you're doing, then you know, it'll make it easier for it to connect. And I just try and live for the moment and enjoy the time that I've got while it's there, you know, and try not to worry too much about, you know, where I'm going or what awards I'm getting or whatever, you know. I just want to enjoy it and write good songs that I feel good about, you know. And if I get somewhere with it, then that's amazing as well. So I'm just grateful for everything that I've got, you know. And I always love singing whatever happens, you know. So, I just try and live for the moment, really, and just enjoy it.
We're going to play Undiscovered. Tell us about this song.
Yeah, I nearly finished the album. I've been writing quite a lot of songs, and I've been going back home every now and again. And I went to when I used to live in Rugby. My dad still lives there, and I've got a friend that I've known since I was quite young. And he got into a bad way in his life with drugs, and he was always a kind of a naughty little rascal when I was little, and I knew him. But yeah, he just kind of went totally. Kept going down and down and down, and I kind of seen him after a long while, and he was talking about, you know, I really want to find something that I'm good at, and you know, he said, you've got your music, you're all right, you know, and I know I can be good at something, I just don't know what it is, you know. And I really, really kind of felt what he was kind of saying, and kind of came up with Undiscovered, the idea that everyone's kind of just haven't found what they're looking for, or kind of, I just thought it was a really kind of a cool temperament to what he'd been saying, really, and that kind of, it came from that, really.
Did he find anything?
He's all right now. Yeah, he's sorted himself out. I think he's got a lovely girlfriend, and he's clean and all that. And I haven't seen him in a couple of years, but I've heard from friends and family and stuff that he's doing really well, and he's got a job that he enjoys, and so that's good. So I'm really, really pleased it's worked out for him.
Good. All right, James Morrison, Undiscovered, Magic 105.4. Been a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, man, yeah, thanks for having me.
Really enjoyable it has been, sort of finding out. And the best of luck. Now, we're going to try and rope you into a great gig as well. We want you to play open air at Regent's Park for us
well. Yeah, I'd love to.
Which I think would be a great thing to do. We've done that for the last few years, and it's always, you know, weather permitting, been a fantastic night. Amazing setting as well.
I don't mind if it rains. It's always, you know, it always adds a little bit of extra...
We'll stand there with an umbrella over here.
Yeah, great.
But no, continued success. And I'm looking forward to coming along to the big Olympic gig as well. I think that'll be quite...
Yeah, it should be great.
Amazing.
It'll be an exciting time, yeah.
James Morrison, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, thanks.
You've been listening to Magic Indulgence with More Than, indulging you with its personal customer manager service. You can download this interview in full at magic.co.uk/podcasts.